Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, man. We putting a great lady to rest here.
Yeah, sorry to hear about Darlene's mom.
She's a tough old bird.
Yeah, she made it a while. How old was she?
93.
That's a good run, buddy. That's how long my dad made it. That's probably a lot longer than I want to get.
Oh, I understand that. She rode old Hurricane Burrow out, and we went over and picked her up. She's standing in her front door. just tore up. Tore her porch off the front of her house and all kind of thing. She's standing there just waving and smiling. And we got her out of there and took her to her kin folks over in Sire Lake. She got feeling bad and wound up at the hospital and said she had COVID and she'd had all the shots, all the boosters and all that. But
yeah, that,
she got down a little
I hear that and, story every day of the week.
Yep.
Anyhow, all the shots, all the boosters, and still passed. I mean, that's...
Yep. But she didn't actually pass COVID, no. They got her back where she'd get up, and she went to rehab, and she's been in rehab now, I don't know. Maybe a week and a half or so, and she went to therapy Thursday morning, told the girl that she wasn't feeling good, took her back to her room, and she told the girl, said, "Now I won't go back to therapy here after I rest a little bit." They put her back in bed, she laid down, put her head back, closed her eyes, and that was it.
Well, died peacefully.
Yes, she did. Absolutely.
That's good. So, well, it's not good, but I mean, it's good for her.
No, it's good for her. She's in a better place now.
Yeah. She had a good long life.
Yes, she did. So, yeah, that's about it. As far as fishing, I really don't know.
well,
I haven't talked to nobody, but it's summertime fishing. Everybody knows what it is right now. So, Vince, it's bull reds up in the bays and trout out on the iron and flounder in the drains. But everything's cleaned back up like it should have by now. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said you got a pretty good little drop in the river.
Oh, yeah. The river fell out. So, when it fell fast, too, that was something I don't like, but it's leveled back out now, so everything's getting right.
The mighty Mississippi.
Yeah, and it is mighty. So,
I remember the first time I ever ran that river. Going, my gosh, I heard how big it was. I just had no idea it was that big.
Yes, it is. It ain't the Trinity River, is it?
No, it's not like running the Trinity.
No.
Man, what a beast.
Man, we crossed it. River. We tried to get there before it happened because they done called us and told her that she wasn't feeling good. But, man, the river's still up a little bit.
Oh, our Trinity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it was pretty. Green water. I crossed it there on 105.
So, well, it's been a busy year down that river. A lot of millions of gallons of water came down to Trinity this year.
Oh, it did. It's amazing.
May rephrase that and say trillions.
Yeah, no kidding. No, now them old blue crabs ought to start swimming up it now.
Yeah.
I'm
gearing up for fall, man. Get my old crab traps out. Get some crab boils.
Absolutely. There ain't nothing better than them crabs out of that river.
I know. They're good, aren't they?
Absolutely. But just going through them, you know what I'm going through right now. I'm going through the motions. So.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah,
much I got everything planned.
Got to put my buddy to rest today. We're having his service this morning at 10.
Right. Well, that's our goal for 10 o'clock Monday morning before it gets too hot. Because
yeah.
It is miserable. And it'll be a lot older there. Oh, I'm telling you, I mowed yesterday evening. I told Darlene, I said, my God, I feel like I live on a lawnmower.
It's been that kind of year. Last year, my lawnmower got lonely.
Yeah.
So, man, I need to go out there and crank it up and charge the battery up on it a little bit.
But for sure, me and Rusty, we all got Gravely's. And
that's what I run is a Gravely HD.
Yeah, he's got one. He's got an HD.
Mine's 11 years old now.
Oh, I'm sure his is pushing that. But he went and mowed his RV place, and mower kept cutting off on him, and he finally gave up and said, let's get it checked out. And I didn't think to ask him, but he'd been jumping it off. Batteries.
Oh,
just
trying
to put a new battery, but that battery got so low that that charging system on them engines, it's not for...
No, they don't have a high output.
No, they're like a battery charger.
Well, they just charge, it's just a stator charge is what it is.
Yeah, it is, exactly. And so that's what it was. That's laziness.
That'll do it. I don't know, I put one in mine about every 3 years, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, yep. Yep, they don't last long.
No.
It's like my truck. I bought that truck during the pandemic. It'll be 3 years old this month, matter of fact. I had changed batteries out of the truck here not long ago. 3 years, and that's it. So.
Bad thing about diesels, you've got two of them.
Yeah, got two of them. You ain't changed just
one. Can you believe how high batteries are now?
Well, how high is everything?
I mean, just a battery, man. I'm going,
oh, I know.
Seriously? And,
yep.
You know, with all these electronics on the vehicles, some of these cars, you got to have a specific battery for it. And, man, they don't cut you no slack on that, brother.
No, they don't. Anyhow, that's about all I got shaking, Mickey. Get past this, and I can get back to Venice about Tuesday, I guess.
Yeah.
Finish up August, and
I'm going to
try to go dove hunt.
Well, we're at the age, funerals are just, the way it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a text from Ray in the Highlands. He said, ask Mike if he's found any 410 shells.
Yeah, I'm in pretty good shape, matter of fact.
Are you?
Yeah, matter of fact, I had a customer bring me a box a month or so ago of, I think they're fours. Yeah, they're starting to surface a little bit. I mean, you can't go to like Academy or nothing like that. They'll have a few, but they're all going to be 7.5s. And
right.
But, you know, it's kind of the same thing on even 12 gauge. They're not just lots of 4 or 5s out there in 12 gauge neither.
No.
You know, everything, I don't know what that deal
was.
It's
hard to find sixes, you know?
Oh, yeah. During that pandemic, it seemed like all they wanted to make was 7.5s and 8s. So, I wouldn't even shoot them in, for doves. I like 6s if I'm going to shoot a 12 gauge.
But, yes, I'm with you.
Especially on them white ones.
Yeah. They're good on them high flyers, too.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the whole deal.
Well, what 410, what shotgun are you shooting for dove?
Yeah, I shoot my 1100 a lot, but I've got an over and under too that I really like.
One of those Yeldes?
No, mine's a
Ruger Red.
Yeah,
that's good. That's a good over and under. Good field gun.
Yep.
Well, Crocker was telling me how he liked those Yeldes. You know, him and his son Chris bought extra ones for dove hunters when they come down in case they have a malfunction or something. And they're just bulletproof. Well, I run into a guy, he had one, and he said, man, it kicks too much. It was a 12-gauge. He was a little guy, though, and it was really kind of too long for him, and it fit me good, so I bought it off of him. I love it. Thing works great. You there? I think we lost old Jeff Coat. It says he's still there. Maybe he hit mute. Maybe he can hear me and I can't hear him. I don't know what happened there. But now there's a lot of guys I know that they just old school, man. They still hunt with those 1100 410s, the old Remington 1100. Just keep cycling shells through there. And, you shoot them a lot. You gotta change your O-rings out on them. You know, they'll start leaking gas around there, and you don't get a good ejection and stuff out of them. But, man, they're pretty much bulletproof. I don't know. I still got two or three of them in the 12-gauge I've had since the early days. They still function properly. Are you there, Jeff Coat?
I don't know what happened.
I don't either. I was talking to you, and I waited for you to answer, and I said, what happened here?
Yeah. Now Rusty came up with a double barrel 28 gauge last year from
someone I had.
Yeah. And that oldest boy has fell in love with that gun. Yeah. He has fell in love with that gun. That's all he wants to shoot.
Has he got the hammers on it that you pull back and cock it with?
No, it's a newer gun.
It's newer, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it don't have to cock it, no.
Right.
But he loves that thing. He was telling me the other day, I got to find me something, shoot them sand hills. He's going to Lubbock with us this year. So
that's fun, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So, but that gun really shoots good, too. I've never been a big, I guess, reason being, not a big fan of 28 gauge, never shot one.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I never shot one. I don't even think I've shot that gun. So, actually, I don't think I've ever shot a 28 gauge in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know a lot of people like them. So.
Yeah, James, that's what he shoots with. He loves his.
Right. And, anyhow, I just got so much to get done and get back and finish up.
I got you. Well, good luck and prayers out to your family and everybody. And
it's all good.
Lay that good old gal to rest and move on. It's kind of like old Tommy Lee Jones said in Lonesome Dove at times. Said, well, best thing to do with death, boys, is ride off from it.
Yep.
I love that line. That was a good line.
Oh, there are so many lines in that show that's unreal.
Classic, baby. Classic.
No, never been one like it.
No, there won't. No. All right, brother. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get with you when you get back to Venice and go fishing, how do they get a hold of you, buddy?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fish.
You got it, man. All right. Mike, always a pleasure talking to you. You have a good one. I'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, maybe later.
All right, later. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Saturday morning, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain James Plogg, see how he's doing this morning. Good morning, James. How you doing, man?
Yo, mate. What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Oh, man, just got through talking to Cameron. They had a big day yesterday. So
did they?
Yeah, they're right in there, man. They're right in the hunt. They won some kind of daily thing for the Broker's Cup. I don't know what that means, but I was watching it. You know, Jeff runs the boat at night, and he stays up in the morning for a little while, and he'll give me updates. And then he goes to bed. And so I finally got – Carol finally got that app on my phone, you know, that I can see what's going on in the Legends. They got a really good website. You got to get an app and all that stuff. I don't know how to do none of that. But anyway, she got it. Man, all of a sudden, here comes SEMA. Bap, bap, bap. they had a triple and a single right before dark.
Dang.
So, yeah, he said they had a lot of bites. They had 25 billfish bites yesterday.
Where are they fishing at?
Man, he's down south, but out of Port Aransas. I think he went south.
Yeah, he's out of Port A. Okay.
Yeah, they saw three blue marlins. Two didn't switch, and one piled on a lure. They had him on for a little bit, and he jumped off, which kind of happens with lures. So
right.
He got mad. He took the lure out of the spread, put it on as a teaser. But, yeah, they had a good day. Saw probably, man, I don't know how many fish they saw, 30, 40 fish, a lot.
Dang, that is a lot, especially for the Gulf, man.
No, it's going off down there right now. His buddy had like 40 bites, and they really sucked. I think they like caught eight out of 40.
Yeah,
but them little sailfish, you know, they're tough. It's man, it's a tricky bite. You feel them like coming up, tap tap tap, and then you know when you feed them through the clip, you got to come tight. Sometimes you just got the boat still going forward before it comes out of the clip. I mean, they're you know they're not big. They're not big Pacific sailfish, so
yeah,
kind of tricky. Kind of tricky. So he was up driving around with the sonar seeing what he hot dog. He said he hot dogged quite a few already last night.
Is that what you call that? Forward facing sonar hot dogging?
Yeah, well, it's 360. You know, okay. It's 360. So, yeah.
Hot dogging. Like, learning me some new terminology here, brother.
Yeah, so he got on the hot dog machine. Because we all wear them headsets. Hey, man, I got a hot dog at 150 foot down. Hot dog at 73. Then it's up, got him on the up and down. Here he comes. Somebody's fixing to get a bite.
Gad so, terminology.
Good on them. I hope they do good. And I got nothing. All I got is a burnt up skin and bad knees and a lot of fuel gone. So I got nothing.
You just wait. But,
huh?
You just wait.
Yeah. Well,
you'll be glad to be breathing in another 9 years, man.
It don't bother me. I keep going. I go for 50
days.
Oh,
I know. That's what you got to do. You can't lay down.
But I ain't seeing nothing, Mickey. I got nothing. So, but
hey, see, you know, I went on air this morning, I was reading a deal on my phone for a charter captain up in you know, in Maryland, yeah. Baltimore, Maryland, out of there, they were going red drum fishing, and he run across a bunch of tarpon up there. That's he said he had never seen it in all his years, and I never heard of it. But I mean, it is the Atlantic Ocean.
I don't know how the straight line how far Maryland is from North Carolina.
Yeah,
but I know they catch them in North Carolina.
Right,
you know. They get that far, and then
well for tarpon, that's a hop, skip, and a joint jump up to you know Maryland.
Exactly. So you know, I guess it all depends. You know, you got that Gulf Stream that runs up through there. I don't know that much about it.
Right.
I think their seasons are real short. You know, but when they're there, they're there. And a lot of them guys have found them doing just what you said. You know, fishing for you know redfish and stuff.
Stripe, redfish.
Yeah, but
bluefish.
There's some fish showing up in some weird places. A friend of mine called me and said there was a bunch of fish at a place that normally you don't see nothing. But I promise you, they're places that I don't go. I can tell you they're not where I'm going.
Yeah, y'all hop in this morning. We got a pretty good run. We're running up to Maryland to catch them this morning.
Yeah, we're going to scoot up there to Maryland, man.
We're going to make a run.
Yeah. Well, see, I guess I don't even know what day it is. Day before yesterday, we come through the jetties at like 7 o'clock. We ain't cut a feather on nothing.
Oh, man.
And see, we got in at, 6 o'clock yesterday. We ain't cut a feather. But they got windy yesterday. But noon, that wind come around out of kind of north, and then it ended up northeast. And
right.
Man, at 3 o'clock, it was probably gusting to 18 out there.
Dang.
Yeah, I was the only boat left. Oh, I didn't see nobody. I'm sure there was probably somebody alive out there. I didn't see them. But I think that little front is just stuck on top of us. It's going to go two ways today. It's either going to come off that beach and get nice, or when that sun comes up, she's going to come around out of the east at about 12 or 14 knots. It's going to be one of the two.
Yeah.
If you look to the south, that wind's more off the beach. And the more you go east, you follow that wind to the east. And,
yes.
I mean, going towards the Sabine, it gets more east.
I mean, just, you know, at the North Jetty, it's east at 9, and then you get down on the west end, and it's all, you know, coming off the bank.
Yeah, you know, I think that front's
northwest. Right, kind of weird.
That front, that's when the little squalls come up yesterday afternoon, was right on the front side of that front right there.
Even down by Charlie, everything's kind of northwest. You know, Matagorda and stuff. So.
Yeah, and it may keep sliding. It might swing around. But we'll see. I'm fit to go. We're going to go. Hey, it's so good that I just want to go earlier and stay out there longer. So we're going real early this morning.
You're not burning enough gas. You know, gas is cheap. You got to keep filling up.
No, and then 14-hour days ain't no good. And you get some 16s in.
I don't know how you do that anymore. I don't know whether I could do them. Day, you know, can't see to can't see days, especially.
It was. That's what I told Larry. I said, "This is a lunch and lantern trip." He said, "Oh no!" I said, "Yep, lunch and lantern, man. Bring them both.
Yeah,
you're gonna need them.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner with a lantern.
Yeah, now, that's what today is. Yeah, that's what the day is. Hey, but sooner or later, I'll drive over somewhere.
Best thing about what you're doing when you find them, it's gonna be nasty.
Well, I hope so. But it's a low run of weather. It's been good. Like I said, it got, was it Friday? I guess Friday, man, because we stayed so late. Man, in the afternoon, it got really, really nice, man. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, at 7 o'clock, it was like flat. And I talked to Jeff this morning at about 3:30 because, you know, when it's calm at night, you don't have to drive. You just drift, and Jeff stays up, and he told me it was dead slick offshore down there.
Wow.
Where they're at. Dead flat, so. But, yeah, man. It's all good. I don't know about the surf. I don't think the surf fishing was too good. And we talked to some people yesterday, and I think there's a little swell. I don't think nobody caught them too good in the surf yesterday.
Yeah, I got a text Thursday morning from a listener that, you know, he fishes the pass a lot, wades the surf, and he had a real good day. I guess it was Wednesday or whatever, but the sharks pulled in and just, you know, they had to quit. Just got ugly.
Too many sharks? The little ones are all sizes?
He didn't even give me a size. He just said sharks, and that's all I needed to hear. I'm sure they were eating their fish, and, you know.
Yeah, the longer it stays clear, you know, the harder it gets to catch them on lures. I guess the bait guys. But I don't even think, from what I understood, I don't even think the bait guys caught much on the beach yesterday. I think the bay fishing was been okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Blaine's been fishing, loving it. You know, it's been right up his alley.
Yeah, I mean, you can row. Ain't no doubt. You know, the trout fishing, even though I ain't going no more, I went early this week. It was good fishing, man, for August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but August, like you said, when we had a lot of fish, August was always pretty good. It's just hot. Sometimes you got to stay through the middle of the day to catch them, you know. But if it's that good, when they do start biting, you can catch you, you know, 15 or 20 pretty quick, and you ain't got to keep staying.
Yeah, how many times have we done that in August? That midday bite just goes through the roof. Those fish just start jumping out of the water, you know.
That's what they did Tuesday. We rolled
did
in
they?
There.
They did that to you?
Yeah, same thing. We started catching them. And the first one we caught was a good one. And then we caught some little ones. I think we caught another good one. And I said, well, little old shrimp. This time he didn't jump. I said, man, look them shrimp jumping right there. That's them right there. And then they started jumping out of the water. So look at that, man. They're all jumping out of the water right there. And they kind of swam off. And then I just trolled down this edge. I said, man, because it got little. We caught three nice ones and then caught about 30 little ones. Man, this ain't no good. And we just started trolling down the left with both top waters and and sea shads and stuff. You throw up in about a foot and a half, let it fall off there, boom. And we went down through there and caught, I don't know, another five or six. And that time it's 1 o'clock. And I said, we done caught a whole bunch of fish. I said, man, let's go. And then Wednesday, we caught them early Wednesday. I just had one guy. We stopped, I had to move once because I set up wrong because of the current. I finally got right. And then then they wouldn't bite. Then when they finally bit, we caught 15 nice trout real quick with, some 20-inch fish. And then we left about Williamson. Man, I like this. Let's go. It was like 10:30. So let's get out of here, man. So we left. But it was good fishing. They were still kind of biting. I was talking to a buddy of mine on the phone. I wasn't even fishing. And William caught like two or three while I was talking on the phone. He said, man, I'm good. Let's go.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty good bite. But it's all good. I hope Cameron and them do good today. I hope I do good today, but I hope they do good.
Yeah, I'd like to hear some good news on that tarpon end for you. I mean, it's just, it's that time of year. It's got to go off. I mean, it's just any day.
Years, Mickey, some years are good and some are not so good. I tell us out of east, I can hear that train over there. I guarantee you it's going to be east about 12 knots. I don't even have to bust the jetties and I know what it's going to be.
Well, I mean, it's east at the north jetty.
No doubt.
It swung around before, an hour ago it was above the line, from Eagle Point to Smith Point. It was all kind of east and northeast. And it was coming west around you, and even Eagle Point was west, and the dike was west. But now it's all northeast. Now I can see it on my fish weather app. Yeah. Now you get down to West Beach, like there around the Pleasure Pier. It's northeast, and then it goes northwest. At Jamaica, and the pass is northwest, and at 5 and 8. So that's weird how the wind direction just changes in just a few miles like that. That's crazy.
Well, if you look at my radar, it shows that little front. It shows it on, I guess I got some kind of thing on there that shows it. It's like stuck. I mean, it's like hanging right there, a little stalled out front. Just stuck right there.
Well,
we'll see. A lot of times that east wind, northeast wind will die, but sometimes it's just northeast and then, then it comes around due east and blows about 14.
Well, I used to love at this time of year around that corner, head to the north, and you could smell that marsh with that light northeast wind, whether you were going to East Bay or Trinity Bay. Man, when you smell that marsh, you're fixing to catch them, buddy.
Yeah, and it was going to be good, too.
It's fixing to be good, brother.
Yeah, it's going to puff for a little bit. Then it lay down about 10:30, 11 o'clock, man. And be
yeah,
nice.
And it's so slick, you're praying for wind, Skippies.
We had a pretty hard west wind Friday. I say hard. I mean, it was 12, 14. And you just been fading right about, 11 o'clock. And nothing, still capping. And go offshore a little bit. Further off you got offshore, calmer it got. And finally, about 2:30, it laid out. It went, the white caps went away. And it got nice.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
I wish playing with that mother guff.
Yeah, one place you ain't gonna get them is at home. So
well, that's a fact. Right, I had never caught too many fish out of my den.
I hadn't either, man. You get some reports and you watch the TV. But
yeah,
you
do some networking. Phone popping, report hopping.
Yeah. Report hopping. I like that.
You want a real report, go find them yourself.
Well, that's the fun of it, man. That's the hunt.
Well, it is. That's the best part. That's what I like about what we do is finding them, hunting them down.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and you ain't never caught. We never caught another 2-pound trout. We're probably going to be okay. But you still like finding them. It's just it's the game, man. That's just like tarpon fishing.
Exactly. That was a nice fish that buddy of yours, old Dennis, caught. That was a beautiful fish. I can't believe
Dennis
weighed just over 8, as fat as it was. Man, that thing was a chunk.
29.5. Now that's on a boga grip. You put that on a real digital scale.
Yeah.
So there's still a few sea monsters around, man. And it's a place we've been fishing that's got you know, it has some nice fish. You know, they kind of go.
What does Hillman call them? Unicorns?
Unicorns. That was a true uni right there, bud. That was good. And Dennis doesn't, you know, of course you can't keep him anyway, but Dennis don't keep any fish anyway. He fishes.
No, and plus he didn't shove it through the lens and try to make it look like a 10-pounder. You know, it was a legitimate photo.
I see these photos.
Everybody goes, got me a dirty 30, man. And they'll shove it through the lens, and you get to looking at it and the size of the guy's hands, and, you know it's not 30, but they call it
that. It ain't that big. But, you know, like Dennis, you'll never see him look at me, Instagram,
right.
Facebook. He just sent that picture to me and Kenny, and I sent it to you, so I thought it was pretty cool. You'll never even know Dennis went fishing.
Hey, did Kenny get a kick out of us making fun of him for whacking a tag fish?
No, I'd already asked him. We had already talked about it. He said, hell, I didn't know. So I didn't know either, honestly.
Oh, boy.
I think you get all kind of cool stuff from Waterloo if you release him and let him go and all that good stuff. Well, we get it anyway, but Kenny said, well, the next one I'll turn loose.
That's funny. All right, buddy.
Good.
Well, hey, I hope you found what you're looking for today. Throw them out a number, man.
All right, Nick. Appreciate it. 409-771-7306.
All right, James. Good talking to you.
Thanks, be safe out there, buddy.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Hey, see if you get that app of that Texas Legends on your phone and kind of watch
Texas
it.
Texas Legends? All right. I'll look it up and download it.
You got it, buddy.
Have a good one, dog. Later.
Bye.
All right, that's Captain James Flogg in G-Town. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. They're real easy to find. They're right in downtown Belleville. Look for the big white sign. They're a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. And check out all their great deals they have in the summertime. You know, if you're looking for full menu pecan smoked barbecue, they've got it. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their bulk pricing they have available on their fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And if you're looking for homemade hamburger patties and hot dogs, they're available for all of your summer cookout needs. And if you're looking to have a quarter or half calf process, that's available also for pre-order. And their wild game processing, it's open all summer long. So, you know, all of your remaining needs, if you've got deer meat in the freezer or you're hunting exotics or wild pigs, they can do it for you. Just give old Brandon a call. He'll hook you up. And the Belleville is celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 541 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town and check in with our good friend, Captain Michael Marquez. Sharky, what's up?
What's up, buddy? Good morning.
How's it going, brother?
Brother, well, we're prepping the boat, getting everything ready. I'm actually pouring some lead, new lead 10 and 12 ounces right now.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Let's go deep.
Grinding it out to make it happen, buddy.
Drop them down, folks.
Drop them down. Man, I'll tell you what, it looks like there's a little bit of some, you know, I don't know about weather, you could call it, but, man, there's a wall of wind coming in. If you're looking at, like, the wind charts, it's, like, right at 10 a.m., it looks like just a lot, kind of like a wall of wind coming in from the east.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't know. I'm going to keep a close eye on it. Apparently, it's going to be kicked up, you know, 13, 14 knots out there. So, but right now it looks nice, you know.
Well, I know my old Galveston forecast this morning, it did call for east-northeast 10 to 20 today, but it called for that yesterday. We didn't get it.
Yeah. I'm thinking we're going to get it today.
It has picked up substantially since I went on air at 4.
I think we're going to see it today.
Northeast at about 10 to 12, so here we go. Now, down on the west end,
buddy.
It's northwest at 4 and 8, So
yeah, it's still nice right now. You know, I'm thinking about blasting, you know, coming out the jetties and hanging a hard right, and you know, trying to get as much fishing in and catching in as we can around, you know, 50 miles, maybe somewhere in there. And honestly, if I go to turn around and it looks real snotty, I'll just drive back in through Freeport, which I think, you know, might be the move with that crazy wind that we got coming.
Yeah, you were doing that a lot last year.
We were. You know what? We've been blessed, man.
You were taking the long way home, the calm long way.
Yeah. You know, we haven't had to do it too much this year, which is a blessing. But I think our streak of not having to do it might be over. So we're going to get out there, man. I'm still thinking we're going to have an opportunity to get out there, catch some nice fish, and, you know, kind of hang out a little bit closer in than what we like to, but still be able to grind out a nice box of fish. So I'm looking for snapper, going to be looking for some nice kingfish, maybe closer in around, you know, somewhere in between here and Freeport, and looking for weed lines along the whole way. Maybe we can find us a nice couple mahi or something cool like that. So I'll be stoked with that box today. So we're going to give it a shot, buddy. Other than that, yesterday was super choppy. It looked beautiful from the beach, I'm sure, all day, but you know, once you got offshore, man, it was white capping out there pretty good.
Right.
So anyway, I'm seeing the flags. They're ripping, buddy. They're ripping pretty good.
Oh, man, I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I just looked at them. They're starting to kick up a little bit.
Well, when I was talking to James, it was making it switch because he said he could hear the railroad train over there from Kiski. So he said, yeah, it's going east and northeast.
Yeah. What can you do, man? Just take it day by day.
Fishing.
But other than that, brother, we're good, man. We're good around here. We got lots of fishing happening, lots of catching, man. Yesterday, light tackle wise in the morning, man, they smoked the fish. Then they went out and caught some big sharks to finish off the trip. And Shane ended up, he was on a 12-hour, ended up going about 75, 80 miles and doing real well yesterday. With a bunch of snapper and some nice bycatch fish. And we saw a couple kingfish yesterday around 30 miles on my boat, which was great to see.
Right.
Something we haven't seen in a long time. So, man, it's we're just grinding away, buddy, enjoying summertime and enjoying having the opportunity to get offshore every chance we can and whack them inshore when we can do that too, you know?
Well. I was going to ask you before we run out of time here. What was Pena like, man? He's one of my favorite players. He seems
super
to be a good
nice
young
guy.
Man. I like him.
Super, super nice guy, man.
He's into
man,
fishing, isn't
nice.
He? Loves
yeah,
fishing.
He loves it. He loves it, man. And I said, hey, man, I said, shoot me straight. You know, bottom of the ninth, full count. You know, big game, you're out there, tied up game, and you're up to bat, and you got one swing left, buddy. What's the adrenaline like compared to, you know, catching that fish? And he's like, oh, man, the fish was where it was at. I'm like, golly.
Yeah. Fish was
he
better.
Loves it, man. He loves it. He
That's
loved
awesome.
It. He had such a good time, man. He brought his mom and dad out, and, man, they were just a really nice family, man. It was
That's cool.
We stayed in touch, and he actually sent me and my parents to come and watch him at the game, me and my wife, which was awesome. So he sent us
right.
tickets to go see him, and man, it was just it's just cool, man. He's just such a good guy, and he was FaceTiming Altuve when we were back here filleting fish, so that was cool. So that's
little
cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Little man, big swing, buddy.
Yes, sir. He finally cracked one last night, man. He'd been hung up on, you know, tied with a toy cannon forever on home runs, and finally he got a hold of one last night.
Heck yeah.
Yonder Diaz really got a hold of one. He knocked it completely out of the stadium over the green monster. It was gone.
Boy, that is That is sweet, buddy. That is sweet. Yeah, yeah. Good guys, man. He's apparently we're gonna try to do a deep sea trip with a few of the teammates, which will be really cool. So we're looking forward to trying to get that done sometime between now and when offshore fishing lays down. But man, I don't know. I'm excited about wintertime fishing this year, man. I'm really gonna zone in and hopefully go do some swordfish trips and overnight trips once everything kind of calms down in the Gulf. So
yeah, get some stable weather.
Got a lot to look forward to. Yep. Lot to look forward to, man.
Long hours.
Long hours, but worth every
second of it. When you do a deal like that, how much sleep do you get, or if any?
Very minimal. Very minimal. You know, I mean, we're out there 36, 40 hours, buddy. Yeah, if I'm getting an hour of sleep, I'm doing good. But my customers, you know, they'll sleep pretty good. We'll fish all that first day, of course, and lay it into the night, and then they camp on beanbags around, you know, midnight or so, and then I'm usually waking them up, hollering them at 3 a.m. because the tuna bite's on, you know?
Yeah, waiting to hear a clicker go off.
Yeah, buddy, that's one of those things with tuna, man. You got to fish for them all night. You can't stop fishing for them because, buddy, it can turn on like a switch.
Yep.
So, anyway... Well, we're going to watch this wind, Mickey, see what we can do out there, buddy.
Well, I wish you the best. I don't know what to think about it, but the forecast does
say 10
to 20. So.
But forecast one thing says about, 10 to 20. You know,
yeah, they put that 10-mile-an-hour gap in there. That'll either make you or break you, that extra 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find out either way.
East at 10 is one thing, but east at 20, it's another.
Boy, you ain't kidding, buddy. You ain't kidding.
Well, I wish you the best. It's always good talking to you. Throw out some info if somebody wants to get down and offshore or inshore fish with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We'd love to have them. Hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. And, man, come check out our lodge, Bayside Lodge. You can come stay the night with us. We've got a couple of lodgers up there right now fixing to walk on down and hop on the boat. Doesn't get much better than that, man.
That noise still makes some memories, guys. Sound like you were pouring water on hot coals.
Well, we got some ice getting dumped, and you know, we're just doing our thing, Mickey, getting ready, buddy.
All right, bud.
Just enjoying it, man.
And I hope
brother. God bless, man.
Get it in.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
All right, buddy.
Later. All right, that's Sharky Marquez down in G-Town, Outcast. All right. Let's go to a caller here, Billy Hodges. Good morning, Billy. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Hello, Mickey. Listen to you all the time. Just wanted to call in. Yes. You there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just wanted to call in and say hi. We did pull some time together down at Bay Prairie Outfitters back in the 90s.
Boy, that's a blast from the past. That's way back.
No kidding. Do you remember the time your son locked your pickup keys in the boat, I believe, down in Seadrift? And it was a Sunday. Y'all were ready to go home. Man, I never seen anybody as mad as you in my life.
There's no excuse for locking the keys up. It just, oh, man.
Yeah, but, like I said, I listen to you all the time. Just wanted to call in and say hi.
Oh, that's funny, man. That's a long time. Bay Prairie Outfitters. Yep. My gosh.
Yep.
Mike Ladner.
Mike moved. Yep. He moved his entire operation up to Saskatchewan when the geese left here. Oh, yeah. He said, Billy, you wouldn't believe it. He said, it ain't nothing like shooting geese with egg yolks still on their beak.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I always wondered what happened to Mike.
Yeah, he's up in Canada.
Man.
Shooting
we had some fun times down there, some nightmare trips, man. Daylight coming in, you know, 10 o'clock at night, running those evening duck hunts. And boy, that was bizarre.
Well, if you hunt long enough, you're going to have the bad ones. But you get in on a good one, you forget about them.
Well, you do, and we had some good shoots down there. Incredible.
Yeah.
I had a listener just text me. He said, Billy Hodges, great guy. Tell him howdy. So I don't know who this is that texted me that, but he just texted it to me.
Well, he's probably sitting on the beach in the mosquitoes in the truck waiting for it to get daylight.
Dawn patrol, baby.
Yeah, the surf has been hot.
Where are you fishing the surf at?
Matagorda.
Okay, you still fish down that way? Yeah.
Yeah, if you go in the truck, you go go east, go about 8-10 miles down the beach, anywhere you want to go. People lined up. It ain't no secret.
Well, I get a big kick out of some of the pictures I see on Facebook. People burying their trucks and everything down there. It's crazy.
Well, you got to have a four-wheel drive.
Well, yeah.
Or you get, yep.
And sometimes a four-wheel drive will get you in more trouble than you should have got in, too.
Well, I got a winch, just long as there's a big old log around somewhere.
Big logger. Put you a big old Danforth anchor in there in the back of your truck. And put it on the end of that winch line.
Then I will get stuck.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while, Billy.
It has. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Unfortunately, my side was on the goose hunting of it. And, and back in the 80s, we didn't have Polaris's. We didn't have, I remember when the three-wheelers came out, you know. But
yes.
Carrying them wet rags on your back. Started out with a Marvin Tyler.
Marvin Tyler. Mars another name.
Yep. Blast from the past.
Hey, and what Marvin was old Tyler boy's name? Real. He works at Bass Pro Shop, or did?
I don't know, Mickey.
Man, he got it down there. I'm trying to remember his name. I ran into him years ago. I went into Bass Pro Shops, and I was looking at some guns, and he worked in the gun department.
Oh, man.
What was his name, man?
The goose end of or the duck end of?
No, he was a goose hunter, you know, with him and Byford. Him and Byford hunted a lot together.
Mark Byford.
Byford. Yep. Remember him? M-O-L Champions.
Yeah.
Remember the way he talked?
Yeah, Hodge. Oh, Hodge, what
Point
you been to,
Lamarca. Man, I get so tired of hunting in El Campo.
lay out in the ditch this morning.
Yep. Byford. Oh, Lord, what a crew that was.
Oh,
all right, Billy, I got to run, man. It was good hearing from you, brother.
You too, Mickey.
Catch
him
up.
See you later. Bye.
All right, man, later. All right, it's time for our top-of-the-hour break and the national anthem and all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.